Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Winter Activities Collection. It's titled Indoor Activities for Kids, and it's written by me, Sherry Medini. Parenting can get a whole lot more challenging over the winter months. You are stuck inside more often, it gets dark early in the evenings, and illnesses are often drifting around. I've put together a list of activities that you can use to entertain your children during these days where you are stuck inside and going a little bit stir crazy. Mini trampolines. We actually have two of these mini trampolines for my boys to bounce on in the basement or in the living room when they need to get out some energy. You can buy the small round exercise trampolines instead of the ones marketed to kids because they are significantly less expensive. Painter's tape. Painter's tape can instantly create a whole new world right on your living room carpet. You can create racetracks, mazes, parking lots, hopscotch, rivers, or anything else your kid can imagine. When you're done playing, peel up the painter's tape and throw it away. Simple. A pool ball pit. Most of us have kiddie pools laying around that we use every now and then over the summer. But here's a chance to get some more use out of it. Bring it inside and fill it up with ball pit balls. You can buy these on Amazon or at Toys R Us. If you don't have ball pit balls on hand, then fill up the pool with normal balls or toys. Your kids will love the novelty of it regardless. Toilet paper. Hear me out. Toilet paper can be a fun, inexpensive, novel activity for your kids. My boys like to make race car tracks and booby traps out of toilet paper. Hand each kid a roll and let them go to town. Just clarify that they only get to TP the house when mommy gives the green light. Cardboard boxes. We are big fans of Amazon Prime, which means that we have a lot of cardboard boxes stockpiled in the basement. Every once in a while, I let the boys do whatever they'd like with them. They can color them, cut them, tape them, etc. You don't need a plan for this one. Just let them use their own imaginations. Balloons. I have a whole collection of balloons that we get out from time to time when we really need a different activity to distract us. We have normal balloons, long balloons, like the ones you can make balloon animals out of, and rocket balloons, where you inflate them and then they fly around the room and you can use them over and over again. Old toys. We don't have enough living space in our house to have all of the kids' toys out all of the time. So we keep a lot in storage in the attic. It is extra exciting to bring a box of toys down that the boys haven't seen in a while, and it usually keeps them occupied for a pretty long time. Bubbles. Bubbles are not just an outdoor activity in our house. My boys are 6 and 3, or they were at the time of writing this, and they still get the giggles when we blow and pop bubbles. I have even turned on the bubble machine in our house when I'm really desperate for some entertainment. Baths. My kids love to lounge in the bathtub. If we need to kill an hour or two, I let them use watercolor paints in the tub and let them use some of Daddy's shaving cream on the walls. It is always amazing to me how long they will, quote unquote, swim in the tub if I am not rushing to get them out and get them dressed. Tents. We have somehow gathered a hefty collection of those pop-up tents for kids. There are different character tents and different tunnels. We like to get them out from time to time and set up a whole maze of tents and tunnels for the boys to play in. For more on this topic, check out the full Winter Activities Collection. And for more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where we publish a new collection each week that focuses on a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.